So what do you want to do? Not what are you thinking about doing or considering doing or pondering you might do or maybe in the future eventually, hopefully I'm going to do, but what do you really, really, really want to do? And that could be a career path, it could be an education, it could be ask somebody out for a date, it could be get healthy, fit and strong, get your body into great shape, get ready for an athletic event, win a grand final, play a sport, do something you're really passionate about. So it's a really great question. What do you really want to do? Then, of course, if you're going to do something, you can think about doing it and then you make a plan and then you action the plan and then you get it done. So a lot of people start with the this is what I want to do and there's a fair bit of thinking going on. But if you want to actually achieve something, you've got to think about doing it and then you've got a plan to do it, of course, then you action that plan and then you celebrate the success of doing it and you move on to the next thing. That's obviously logical. And every elite athlete, every top business person, everybody who's achieved something in their life will share with you that while they were actioning their plan, if it was something that was really important to them, they wanted to do it, but tough challenges came up. They got tired or they got sick or they got life took over or something happened, but they didn't give up. And it's a beautiful definition. The only definition of failure is when you give up. So if you never give up, you'll never fail. So when you are in the process of I'm doing this, I'm going to get a new career path, I'm going to get an education, I'm going to train to get my body into great shape, I'm going to compete in a bodybuilding competition or I'm going to run a marathon or I'm going to, and you've got something that's really important to you in mind, be aware that of course there's going to be times when it does get tough. But you'll never give up because it's something that's really important to you. So, of course, the really important part of the process is how important is this to you? Then the next thing to be really aware of is that every time you start something and stop, every time you start a process and quit, every time you start an exercise plan, a healthy eating plan, an education plan, every time you start something and stop, you then put your self-esteem into downward spiral damage mode because you're now telling yourself that you're a stopper, you're a procrastinator, you're not a finisher, and you get into the habit of being a stopper and a procrastinator and not a finisher. The great part of that, the reverse part, is that every time you achieve something, every time you start something, tell yourself you're going to do it, action the plan, do it and achieve it, and then move on to something else. You get into the habit of being an achiever. You get into the habit of being disciplined. You get into the habit of doing the things that help you achieve the things that you want to do. So both of those are a choice. We get to choose whether we stop and wreck our self-esteem or whether we keep going and we get a really strong self-esteem because when we make a promise to ourselves, we actually achieve it. So then the next thing is, how do you do it? And one of the biggest barriers to learning is already knowing. We always say, yes, I know how to lose weight, get fit, study, ask a girl out on a date. I know what I'm supposed to do. I actually know it. But the challenge is, are you doing it? So you might have the knowledge. You might have gone that far in the action plan where you, yes, I want to do this, and yes, I'm going to do this, and yes, this is my action plan, and I know how to do it. But the next question is, are you actually doing it? There are plenty of doctors who know that it's important to be healthy and fit and strong, and what happens to the inside of your body if you're not healthy, fit and strong. But there's lots of overweight doctors. So they know what to do. They're just not doing it. And I just use that as a simple example. So the next question then is, who are you? What's your reputation? Even if you're really good at what you do, so even if you're the best doctor in the world and you're the healthiest, fittest, in shape doctor in the world, then those guys will still tell you that even the best know that they can get better. The best doctors, the best surgeons, the best elite athletes, the best singers, the best performers, the best business people will all tell you that even if you are the very best at what you do, you know how to get better. And my favorite example of that is always Ferrari. Doesn't matter what Ferrari comes off or out of the factory, they believe it to be the best Ferrari they could possibly have made, but the next one that's coming out is going to be even better because even the best know they can get better. So it's not even what you know. Yes, you've got to know it, and yes, you've got to do it, and even if you are the best at it, then how are you going to keep getting better? So then it goes back to, who are you under pressure? So you might be the kind of person who starts something, but what if there is pressure? What if there's something about life that comes along that is much harder to handle than you expected? So people don't believe in you, or a tough experience happens, or there's bad weather, or somebody treats you badly that you weren't expecting, or things go wrong, we get injured, we get sick. Life happens, and they're all called pressure situations. And a lot of people, even though they want to do something and they've got an action plan and they're in the process of achieving the goal, once pressure happens, once there's a stumbling block, once there's a barrier, once there's a problem, once something happens that makes it tougher than they expected, they often give up. And once again, the people who are really successful, the people who are really happy, the elite athletes, the sporting teams, the business people, the people who are singing for a living, who are acting for a living, who have got a career path that they love, will all tell you that there were times that they wanted to quit, there were times that it was tough, and most of them will tell you that that's why they're doing it, because they overcame the challenge, they overcame the pressure. In fact, a lot of people will tell you they've become tougher and wiser and better under pressure, and that's why they're now achieving their goal. So it goes back again to how much do you want it? And if you really want it, then regardless of the challenge or the pressure or the people who can't tell you that you do it, you're going to do it anyway because it's really important to you. So go back and ask the question, what do I really, really, really want? Not do what I hopefully want, eventually want, maybe want. And those three words are really dangerous because your brain can't do anything with them. Hopefully, eventually, maybe, versus on the 26th of December, at this time, I'm going to achieve this goal. And now your brain's got really something very specific to focus on. So the question then is, how do you get stuff done? When you're in the action plan process, when you've finished your planning, and there's another great question to ask, is it time to stop planning and start doing? A lot of people spend a lot of time doing the plan and redoing the plan and revisiting the plan and reanalyzing the plan and planning, and there's no doing. So is it time to do? Is it time to put the plan away or now action the plan? So how do you get stuff done? And it's been suggested that there's three things to focus on. And the really important one is that, is this what you are the most passionate about? Is this what you're excited about? Do you love doing this? Because when you're doing a mission, when you're doing a task, when you're training, when you're doing an education process, any of the things that you have to do to action to make sure that you get the outcome that you want, the really important question is this something I'm really passionate about? Do I love it? Am I excited about it? Am I really interested in it? And is this something I want to do? A lot of people don't get missions done or tasks done or don't do anything because they're not enjoying it. It's not what they're passionate about. They're not excited about it. They're not even interested in it. And then they wonder why they're procrastinating on a regular basis because they just don't want to do it. The other challenge there, however, is that you might really want to do it, but you're lazy. But if you're really passionate about something, that's what you need to focus on. The passion of I'm doing this because when I finish, the outcome will be I'll have a career that I love and I'll get out of my lousy, stinking, rotten job. I'll be doing something I'm really excited about rather something doing something boring and mundane every single day. I will be able to slide into my clothes rather than squish into them. I'll be a top level athlete rather than just a local community athlete. I want to be the best in the world. So the training that I'm doing now is going to make sure that that happens for me. So the big thing is passion. So what you're doing right now, will it add massive value to your life short term and long term? A lot of people say, well, the training's really hard, or the eating plan's really hard, or the work's really hard, or the study's really hard. But if you're studying right now and the outcome will add massive value to your life, short, long term, because you're going to have a career that you love, you're going to get out of your lousy, stinking, rotten job, you're going to wake up every day doing what you're really passionate about, then of course now, right now, is an awesome experience because you know that what you're doing right now is going to give you the outcome that you want. And now the other flip side of that question, of course, is that will quickly tell you if you're procrastinating or if you're doing something that's just a complete waste of time. Is what you're doing right now going to add massive value to your life, short and long term? Is it going to give you the outcome that you want? And that's really important to focus on that because often we think, oh, look, I want to watch telly now, or I want to Facebook now, or I want to play computer games. But those things right now might not be getting you the outcome that you want. So focus on what you're passionate about. Focus on the outcome. So have a think about the outcome. Really focus on when I complete this task, when I get this mission done, when I do this training session or complete this series of training sessions, or I get this education, or I get fit and strong, when I complete it, what will be the outcome for my life? And then also for your family's life, the people that are important to you, how will you being healthy, fit and strong affect your family's life? If you're not sick anymore, how will that affect your family's life? If you are highly educated or you've got a new career path or you're doing something that you love and you've become a much nicer person, how will that affect your life and how will that affect your family's life? If you are the kind of person who wants to help people, you've been stuck in a lousy, stinking, rotten job and now you're going to do something that you are really passionate about, which means you'll add massive value to people's lives, how many more people will you be able to help? And I obviously use the example of being a fitness professional is that you might be really good as an accountant or you might be really good as a landscape gardener or you might be really good as even as a doctor. But if you are a fitness professional and it's something you're really passionate about and you can actually stop people from ever having to go to the doctor, or people who have a business will have a much more successful business because they're healthier and fitter and stronger. So the outcome of you getting out of your accountant's job and into the fitness profession is that you'll be able to help more people to be healthy, fit and strong and have a better life. So that's an outcome of the study that you're doing at the moment. So it's a great focus. When you complete it, will you have more choices? So if you complete this education, if you complete this healthy eating plan, if you complete this regular exercise program and you get healthy, fit and strong and you stay that way for the rest of your life, will it give you more choices, more freedom, a better lifestyle, a better headspace, even more money? If you're doing what you're really passionate about, you're really good at it and you're adding massive value to people's lives, they're the three ingredients for being wealthy. So if you want to have a life where you can choose your own hours, be your own boss, pick your own lifestyle and earn as much money as you want to earn, is the task that you're doing right now, the education that you're doing, the people that you're associating with, all of the things that you're doing right now, will it give you all of those things? Will it give you an edge? So if you're doing some education, for example, will it make you better than, help you stand out from the crowd, give you something that's unique and different from everybody else that's doing what you're doing? So when you're doing the stuff, I'm doing the education or I'm doing the training, if you want to compete in a bodybuilding competition and you're training, is this session that you're doing right now going to give you the edge to make you stand out from the crowd when you're standing up on stage? So if you really want to get stuff done, focus on how the outcome will affect your life, how important it is to you and the differences it'll make to your life to make your life better. And then of course, if you do this task, this mission, you complete this education, you get this training done, will it mean that you are fitter, stronger, wiser, more successful, more profitable in a career or business that you love, you become a better person, your life becomes better. So that's the outcome of getting the mission completed. Then another really interesting thing to consider and sometimes even to focus on is, what if you don't complete the mission, the task, the education, the training? What if you don't do anything? What will be the outcome then? What will happen to your life? Will you get fatter? Will you have to go up a clothes size? Will you get dropped off the team? Will you lose your job? Will you be in this lousy, stinking, rotten job that you're in now for so much longer, or even for the rest of your life? So you might be thinking, well, this education process is tough right now, or this training session is really hard right now. But if you don't get fitter and you don't get stronger, or you don't get the education, you don't get the training, will it mean that your life becomes worse? And sometimes that is the focus for people, and that's the reason why they get stuff done, because they focus on what will happen if they don't do it. Then, of course, you need to focus on, how do I get it done? And that's the plan. However, the plan, as I shared before, is really important up until a point. Once you've got the plan, you then have to action the plan. So the first question is, do you have a plan? And if you have, then let's get going. So stop with the planning and start doing. And then you have to decide the best way for you to do it. And there's lots of advice about how you should study or how you should exercise or what education you should get. And people have always got lots of information for you on how to do all of those things best. But is it possible that your way is the best way? If you don't like to sit in a classroom, then going to a classroom situation is not the best way for you to learn. You might learn far more effectively by listening to something in your iPod or watching something on your flat screen rather than having to go to a classroom. You might prefer to exercise in short, sharp bursts, or you might prefer to get out on your bike and go for hours and hours because you really enjoy the countryside. People are going to have an opinion on how you should learn, how you should study, how you should train, how you should exercise, how you should eat, but you've got to work out what's best for you. how you're going to do this task, this mission, will depend on what days and what times you've got available. And it's easy for people to say, well, you should be studying 3 hours a day, or you should be exercising for 5 hours a week. But if you don't have those days and those times available, you have to work out what's best for you. Then you've got to work out where is the best place for you to get this done. So where's the best place for you to study? What room? What environment? Some people don't study well if they've got a mess around them, and some people don't care. Some people need to have a clean, tidy desk, and other people don't care. Some people need to be out in the backyard, in nature, at the beach, out in the fresh air. Other people are really happy to be inside a room, and there's no window, so they can't see outside. And nobody can tell you where is the best place for you to get something done. If you want to get stuff done, you've got to work out what's the best way for you to do it. Do you need to do it in 1 minute bursts, or 3 hour bursts, or 30 hour bursts? What days and what times are best for you? What space is it best for you to do it in? And then if you're going to listen, are you going to watch? Are you going to do? Are you going to smell? Are you going to taste? Are you going to watch it on what device? Are you going to read a book? Are you going to watch television or watch whatever you need to learn on television? Are you going to go to the gym, or are you going to train at home? Are you going to watch an exercise program on your TV at home, or are you going to go down to the local soccer club and join up to get your exercise? You've got to work out what's best for you. So what do you want? What's the plan to make it happen? And then go and do it in exactly the way that's going to be best for you. The other interesting thing is whether you need to be a single focus person or multitasking. So for some people, you can exercise and learn at the same time. For other people, that would drive you insane, because you just want to exercise at one time and learn at another time. So somebody can't tell you it's good for you to multitask when you're a single focus person, or vice versa. So you've got to work out the best way for you to get this done. The only thing that is the same for everybody, however, is that we all have 168 hours in our week. We all have 7 days in our week. We've all got 365 days in our year. And if we're very privileged, we might have 100 years, maybe a few more. But that last number, we actually don't know. We don't know how many years we've got. So when it comes down to time planning, it's really interesting, because people say, this is how you should manage your time, or this is the best time management plan, or whatever. Ultimately, the only thing that we all have the same is the same number of hours. So if you've got a mission to get done, something that's really important to you, something that you are passionate about, something that you really want to do, and it currently isn't fitting into your life, there's a really simple way to make that happen. And it's just a suggestion, but it may work for you, and it certainly has worked for literally millions of people. So you decide what it is that you want to do. You put your 168 hours in front of you, which is the number of hours in your week. So you've got your 7 days, your 168 hours in front of you. And you have a life to live. So you've got to eat, you've got to sleep, you've got to exercise, you've got to go to work, you've got sport, you've got church, you've got family, you've got socializing. Everything that is important to your life, you put that into your 168 hours. In other words, you block it out. So you block out when you're sleeping, you block out when you're eating, you block out when you're going to work, you block out all the time that you're not available for this particular task or mission. So if it's a study situation, for example, so you're studying for a new career path so that you can get out of the lousy, stinking, rotten job that you hate. So you put your 168 hours in front of you and you say, okay, this is when I'm sleeping, this is when I'm eating, this is when I'm traveling to work, this is when I'm working, this is when I'm spending time with my family, and you take out all the hours that you're not available, and you'll be left with some number of time. Now, it might be minutes, it might be half hours, it could be hours, it might be days. But now comes simply the commitment, the discipline to commit to those minutes, hours, or days. So if you're studying, for example, and working full-time, and you've got a family and you play sport, you might work out that you've only got 20 minutes a day to study. However, what you do now, because you've committed to that, or you've now know that you've got 20 minutes, you commit to that 20 minutes every day. And that's the discipline, because people go, well, 20 minutes is not long enough, or I need to do longer than that. If you've only got 20 minutes, do your 20 minutes, do it every single day. You get it again into the discipline of doing. And every time you do something, you feel better about yourself. It's good for your self-esteem. You get into the habit of doing. Every time you put it off, every time you procrastinate, every time you say, I'll do it tomorrow, every time you say, life's taking over, I haven't got time today, you get into the habit of procrastinating. And you end up 2, 3, 5, 10 years later, still in that lousy, stinking, rotten job, still haven't finished the education process, or worse, if your plan here is for exercise to get your body into great shape, you could be 20, 30, 40 kilos heavier. So let's look at it from an exercise point of view. Take your 168 hours. Cross out every minute that you're not available to exercise. So you're eating, you're sleeping, you're working, you're studying, you're spending time with your family, you're going to church, you're playing the sport that happens to be chess for you, for example, so it's not exercise, and you'll be left with a certain number of minutes or hours or days that you are available now to exercise. And now all you need to do is make the commitment. Now, the beautiful thing about exercise is it's not how much you do, it's how regularly you do it. And the harder and faster that you exercise, the fitter and stronger that you get. So exercise is not about if I go more days and go do more exercises and train for longer, I'll get a better result. The beautiful thing is you can train hard and long, but not both. So when you train really hard, you get the best results, but you can't train hard and long, just hard and short. So you only need a couple of minutes every day, but if you make the commitment, two, I'm going to get puffed for a couple of minutes every day and I'm going to do my strength training workout once or twice a week really hard, then you'll get the results that you want. But none of that happens unless you make the regular daily commitment, the discipline to do it. And the only way to work that out is how many minutes have you got, how many hours have you got, how many days have you got. So put your 168 hours in front of you, 7 days. The amount of time that you are sleeping, eating, working, doing all the other things that you do, take them out. And now you've got left the amount of time that you're going to commit to getting that task completed, getting the mission done, achieving the goal. Now, the beautiful thing about achieving is it makes you feel good. And once again, you get into the habit of being an achiever. That all comes down to the discipline of the 1 minute a day, the 20 minutes a day, the 1 hour a day, whatever it is that you've committed to. And of course, the definition of discipline is very simple, and there's lots of different ones, but they all say about the same thing. Do what you need to do when you need to do it, even if you don't feel like it. Do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it, even if you don't feel like it. Discipline is everything that you do that you know that you need to do, even if you don't feel like it. They're all very similar. In fact, the same definition. We all know now what we need to do because we want to get out of our lousy, stinking, rotten job, or we want to lose weight, or we want to achieve something. We know that we need to do it because we've worked out, or we know when we need to do it because we've worked out the amount of time that we've got available. Now it's whether or not we feel like it. So if you've committed to 20 minutes of exercise or 20 minutes of study, but you've come home tired and you don't feel like it, that's where discipline ticks in. That's where now discipline says, I don't feel like it because I'm tired, or I don't feel like it because I've had a tough day, or I don't feel like it because I'd rather watch television. However, now you've put 20 minutes of time into television rather than 20 minutes of time into your passion, into the thing that's going to change your life and make your whole life better. And that's where you go back to the focus and the passion. So you have to push through that I don't feel like it, because the commitment that you've made is not going to be a long one, of course. It's going to be 20 minutes or 5 minutes, or even if it's a full day. I've decided I'm going to do this because I'm passionate about it and I want to make my life better, and that's the focus. So discipline, of course, is simply doing what you should do when you should do it, even if you don't feel like it. Be careful. Because every time you procrastinate, you become a procrastinator. You get into the habit of procrastinating. So every time you hear yourself say, I'm going to do it tomorrow, do it now. And the beautiful thing about your time planner is that tomorrow, and here's the other challenge that people have. Look, I've only got 20 minutes, so I'll miss my 20 minutes today, but I'll do 40 minutes tomorrow. The challenge is you don't have 40 minutes tomorrow. You've only got 20 because you've taken out every minute that you're not available to do this task or mission. So all you've got every day is 20 minutes. So be aware of that. This is not something that you can put off. It's the 20 minutes. You've got to do your 10, you've got to do your 20, you've got to do whatever time frame that is that you've committed to. So don't put it off until tomorrow. Do it today. And the beautiful thing about discipline, it's not what you do, but it's what you do every day. It's what you've committed to doing. So be the person that, A, number one, knows exactly what you want. Be passionate about getting it. Be passionate about achieving it. Be excited about celebrating what you've achieved and then becoming a regular achiever because you're in the habit of achieving. And all of that comes from, these are my 168 hours. I'm going to commit to this short amount of time or this simple amount of time to achieving my goal. And when I do, I'm going to be really proud of myself, which of course improves your self-esteem, which of course makes life better, which of course means you achieve achieve more things, which of course means you have a better self-esteem, and it becomes an upward spiral.